I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
You got to realize what Vladimir Putin is. He's an old KGB colonel that wants to restore the Russian Empire.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Michael Matt, and this is The Remnant Underground. Now, they say that truth is the first casualty of war. But in the case of Ukraine, this is getting positively ridiculous.
Let's see.
Is it fake? Yeah. Yes, it's fake, and I'm not going to say obviously it's fake, because it's not obvious. Looks pretty real to me. But it's being this clip is being disseminated by President Zelensky's government as part of the push to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Under the claim that this could happen to you, so stand with Ukraine now. You know? Now this is unbelievable. Thankfully, it's backfiring with critics arguing that there's way too much real fake news out there for us to start using fake news on purpose or something like that. It's ridiculous, in other words. But it brings up the $64,000 question. How much of this is fake? I really can't believe that Zelensky has done this. I can't believe it. I mean, right? Not a smart move, because a lot of people were saying, oh man, he's running around with that helmet, he's doing all that stuff. Well, that took place 2 years ago, that's not even true, they're using all sorts of... And then he comes out and actually produces a bit of fake footage.
Hey, look, we do fake really well.
We do fake very well. Not sure what he was thinking there, but again, it's backfiring, and I'm glad, because these days, as we all found out over the past couple of years of massive media disinformation... Holy cow! I mean, if you're not watching TV, like they say, you're uninformed. But if you are watching TV, chances are you're misinformed. And I think that's absolutely where we're at right now. And this war is being actively promoted by media, by fake news, by clips that are suspicious, like we just saw, and by some of the most dishonest and quite frankly ridiculous politicians in the history of the world.
There is a school of thought that thinks the anti-aircraft missiles and the rest are a very important way. Myself, when I see those tanks, that 40 miles of tanks, I'd like to take out those tanks.
This is nerve-wracking for me. Who is running this show? Now you throw 2 years of mass psychosis into that dumpster fire, into that mix. Friends, we are sitting on a time bomb right now.
The social transformation that unfolds under totalitarianism is built upon and sustained by delusions. For only deluded men and women regress to the childlike status of obedient and submissive subjects and hand over complete control of their lives to politicians and bureaucrats.
Now they're telling us that we need to go to war. Again, we need to go to war to save democracy. But let's not forget what's happened to us over the past couple of years. We are beaten down, we're exhausted, we're afraid for our children who've been taken out of school, everything has been disrupted, everything is chaotic, it's like menticide, torture, nerve jamming that's gone on, media driven for the most part, and now what's happening? Now we are suddenly united against a common enemy. Right? That's what they're doing. Do you feel that? It feels so good. CNN and Fox, they're on the same page. It's all so beautiful. And guess what? Guess what? God is back. It's okay to pray. Pray for the people in Ukraine. They're telling us, holy cow, God is even back. Isn't it wonderful? And you know what else? Why we need to pray to God? Because women and children are dying in Ukraine. What is this, 1912? What is this, the Titanic? I thought women were just as tough as men. They've been telling us that for 40 years. They're pulling out all the stops right now to get us into this war fever. You know, they show us the heartbreaking images on TV of exactly what this dastardly, evil, satanic enemy is doing. And they show pictures like this every night.
Civilians are being killed in record numbers. More people than ever are going hungry. There's been intense fighting.
That wasn't Ukraine. No, that was Yemen. Maybe you've seen pictures. Now you have. Yemen, where for 8 years, another war has been raging. Over 8 years, 100,000 people have been killed. Did you know about that? 12,000 civilians. What's going on? Are they the wrong color? What's going on? Why don't we care? 85,000 dead of famine that came about as a result of the war in Yemen. You know, the war you haven't heard of. The only reason you're not wearing a Yemen lapel pin right now is because the people on TV don't care about this particular war.
People have been attacked, schools, hospitals, churches, mosques, in addition to unlawful killing, execution, torture, and the huge number of sexual and gender-based violence.
More than 2 million people have been forced to leave their homes to escape the fighting.
But stop the tape, because that wasn't Yemen either. That wasn't Kyiv. You know what that was? That was Ethiopia. But it's okay. No. It's okay because Anderson Cooper and Sean Hannity, they don't care about Ethiopia. They care about Ukraine. And so do we now care about Ukraine because they told us to on TV. And the thing is, once you realize that they've got us all in lockstep now with hundreds of millions of lapel-wearing people who stand with Ukraine. The next question is this: why are they doing this to us? What's the end game? Because there must be one, right? This is a multi-billion dollar propaganda enterprise. What is it? Is it just because Russia's evil? Maybe. But what if there's more to it? And if you don't ask these questions of yourself, you know, what's going on? Why are they doing this? If you're not willing to ask those questions, then just repeat after them. Putin is insane and we must go to war to stop him. Putin is insane and we must go to war to stop him. Putin is insane and we must go to war to stop him. Say it again. It gets easier. Putin is insane and we must go to war to stop him. What's the end game here? I told you last week, for example, that I think that the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were immoral. But I didn't say that President Harry S. Truman was insane. Remember? Some of you disagreed with me on this. We had a good debate, good discussion over that question. Approve or disapprove of what he did, he had his reasons for dropping the bomb. And for me, it would have been so much easier to say, you know what, Harry Truman? Insane. Stop defending the madman. He was insane. You see? But there's a little problem there amongst adults and normal people, like we hope we still are. We still are in retention of our own thoughts and our own free will and our own minds. The trouble is, Harry S. Truman was not insane. And so you and I, we need to continue to discuss the rationale for why he dropped those bombs, because we're not saying he's insane. So today, if you move forward 80 years, whatever it's been, Vladimir Putin must be insane. Why? Because there's no need to discuss the rationale for war that's laid out by a madman. He's nuts. So just accept that and stop asking questions. When you hear that, your red flags must go off. And you need to stand up and listen. And you need to say, what's Vladimir Putin doing in Ukraine? I know, I get it. He's Satan, he's Hitler, he's KGB! I get all that. But what's he doing in Ukraine? Can we ask that? Or is that un-American for some reason? Because according to his own March 15th speech, just a couple days ago, his speech, see the link below, after years of warnings and civil war over disputed regions in Ukraine, he's taking preemptive steps to defend Russians in those eastern provinces we've been hearing so much about, right? And to defend overall his country against an expanding NATO that is threatening Russia's very existence according to Putin, it is threatening his nation's existence. Well, I know, none of it's true because Putin's a madman, but How do we explain then the fact that President Zelensky just last week came out and said, well, wait, okay, you know what, fine, this is getting crazy. Okay, I'm done with the NATO thing. I'm not even gonna try to get into NATO, so let's be done with that. Now, like it or not, that just confirms Putin's initial rationale for going to war.
Очень тяжелый. Потому что сама по себе база ничего не значит. Но вот чтобы я хотел отметить один нюанс. Почему мы так остро реагируем на расширение НАТО? Нас беспокоит практика принятия решений. Я знаю, как принимаются. Когда страна становится членом НАТО, ей уже очень трудно сопротивляться давлению со стороны такой крупной страны, лидера НАТО, как США. И там легко появляется, может появиться все, что угодно. Система противоракетной обороны, и новые базы, и если потребуется, и новый ударный комплекс. А нам что делать?
His reason, in other words, for this war, right now, if anybody would listen to it, if we'd be allowed to hear it, whether it's true or not, I'm just saying, technically speaking, his reason is the classic reason for almost every war in history. Border disputes, threatening alliances between rival nations, encroachment on your land, right?
I believe you will win. I am convinced you will win, and we will do everything we can to provide you with what you need to win.
Я вірю в те, що ви виграєте, переможете. Я переконаний в тому, що ви переможете, і ми вам допоможемо всіма можливими засобами.
I thank you, and the world is watching. And the world is watching because we cannot allow Vladimir Putin to succeed here.
So the question is then, when you consider all of that, why is this war intrinsically evil? It's because the TV is on Zelensky's side. You know that. You know that you're not being allowed to consider all the facts. And I am the first to admit, when I look at the TV and I see those pictures, it's disturbing. Do you know why it's disturbing? Because war is disturbing. What's going on in Ukraine is hideous. Why? Because war is hideous. And this particular hideous war is on TV, night after night after night. And sooner or later, hideous war is going to hurt innocent people, civilians. And keep in mind, friends, we're not supposed to look at history. We're supposed to forget it. That's why they're tearing statues down. That's why they're erasing our history. But keep in mind, there are precedent for some pretty hideous things on all sides. You remember, it was Winston Churchill, not Adolf Hitler, who first started dropping bombs on civilian targets during World War II after aerial bombardment had demonstrated the democratic nature of total war, which insisted that all citizens had a part to play, you know? Think of the movies you saw about World War II. What's going on? London's getting bombed, Hamburg's getting bombed, German cities, English cities getting bombed, right? Horrible stuff, hideous stuff. And Britain's Bomber Command, they justified bombing cities, German cities, precisely because it was necessary to demoralize German civilians. This is what it looked like.
RAF heavy bombers assist Marshal Konyert's drive into the Reich. The target is Dresden. Static electrical discharge caused by intense cold mars these magnificent bombing shots. After these attacks, the German Overseas News Agency said, this city, hitherto almost untouched, has been carpeted by heavy and super heavy high explosives and incendiaries. Dresden is a heap of ruins. It has been smashed to atoms.
Again, I'm not making a moral judgment. I'm just saying, open your eyes to the whole story here. 25,000 civilians died, were killed in Dresden. 37,000 women and children in Hamburg, Germany. Their homes, their apartment buildings, their entire buildings destroyed by incendiary devices, bombs never before seen in human history. And what you must realize is that the reason Winston Churchill was not condemned as a madman was because nobody had a TV, friends. Nobody saw the dead babies in Hamburg or in Dresden. Nobody saw it. And all the people heard was that this war was a noble war against evil. And by the way, that's exactly what the Russian people are being told right now.
Такого единения у нас давно не было. Люди, которые проживали и проживают на Донбассе, также не согласились с этим государственным переворотом. Именно избавить людей от этих страданий, от этого геноцида является основной, главной причиной, побудительным мотивом и целью военной операции, которую мы начали на Донбассе и на Украине.
So I guess we need to say it again, just because it's so easy to shut everyone down, shut this discussion down, but you're a Putin defender. But it's important to say it again and again and again. That's not the point. And you can disagree, I can disagree with Vladimir Putin and what he's saying right now. We can say his invasion is immoral. We can try to prove that using the just war theories of the church. But is he insane? Is he as insane, for example, as this guy?
People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century.
Is he as insane as this guy with his transhumanism and digital ID and Great Reset and Fourth Industrial Revolution? Is he as insane as this?
It's at the end. What the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities.
You've been with me for a long time. We've been studying this together. We know these guys. We've been watching this Great Reset gang, this lunatic of the lunatics of Davos, right? We know something about them. We've studied them for years. And their vision for the future, friends, is a new and utterly godless world order. Utterly anti-Christ, anti-God, utterly satanic. We know this because they tell us this.
You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
On the other hand, Vladimir Putin, he may be a dictator. I'm not defending his tactics. But if you want to talk propaganda, his propaganda looks a lot different than the Great Reset crowd.
Russian Orthodox Christians have marked Christmas with a special midnight mass held in churches and cathedrals across the country. President Vladimir Putin attended a service in St. Petersburg's Transfiguration Cathedral, where his mother had him baptized in secrecy during Soviet times.
Some of you are saying, well, it's propaganda. It's a closet Soviet thug, of course. Hannity knows all about that. He talks about it every night. He's a thug, this guy. Come on, don't fall for it. But if that's the case, somebody help me out. How do I explain the wall of grief? A monument in Moscow to the victims of political persecution by one Joseph Stalin during the Soviet era. It was unveiled, by the way, by Vladimir Putin on October 30th, 2017, not that long ago. It doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the thing we grew up with, the great Sylvester Stallone movies, and the screenplay is telling us about we can all change, we change, I change, we can all change, he's saying Rocky at four, whatever the heck it was, or the commies at the Olympics. You remember we grew up? The only reason I watched the Olympics when I was a kid was to see the commies lose. And if the commies didn't lose, well, then they were cheating, right? I was in love with Nadia Comăneci because she was a communist that got out of Romania and defected to the United States. That's how we grew up. And they know that, these people. They know what we all felt when the Gipper stood out there and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall, right? Great moments forming who and what we are as a nation, right? We like the propaganda now that our nation has fallen and become so corrupt. We're falling for the propaganda that Zelensky is giving us, but we're not falling for what Putin kissing icons and talking about the Tsar Nicholas II and things that we don't even understand. We don't understand that propaganda. Who's it for? Who's it for? And Zelensky, on the other hand, well, he looks a lot like us. Anyway, he won his country's version of Dancing with the Stars. Yep, that actually is him dancing there. And here he is again, by the way, in even higher heels. Well, could you imagine Putin, Team Putin, looking at that and just going, oh man, what is going on over there? You know? Putin, whatever you want to say about him. Well, yeah, I hate him. He's insane. He's nuts. He's a dictator, whatever. But his Russia is going in an entirely different direction. So that's what they're doing over there. That's what the evil ones are doing. Here's what the virtuous angels are doing on our side of the aisle.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 5th annual DoD Pride Month event. I am Major Jennifer Carbajal, a member of the DoD Pride Employee Resource Group. DoD Pride is comprised of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender civilians, military members, contractors, and allies of the LGBT community.
June is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month. Pride. You know, that's exactly what I'm filled with as I reflect on the importance of this month.
Now, friends, what they're saying is that he's an intolerant dictator, that he's a freak, that he's KGB, that he's shutting everything down, okay? But many of the folks who are saying this about Putin, that he's a ruthless dictator, they may be saying it because he made gay pride parades illegal in Russia, right? That's entirely possible. We need to find out, don't we? Because he did make gay pride parades illegal in Russia. He did. They have had laws changing where abortion is concerned. It's not perfect yet, but it's going in the opposite direction of us. Biden's promised to make abortion the law of the land in this country while Putin's pulling it back, right? I know. Part of it's because of a population issue, but whatever. It's a better direction. They're going over there. And the people on our side, they hate Putin because his 2020 constitutional amendment did what? It defines marriage as an institution between one man and one woman. Did you know that? Because that's what the evil nut job is doing in Russia right now. That was 2020. It wasn't long ago. 5 years after, by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down all state bans on same-sex marriage and legalized it in all 50 states. Do you see why? It would be very easy if you have the mindset that's really taking root in this country to decide this guy is evil because he's cracking down on immorality and corruption in his country, right? That's possible. And while we make war, by the way, on God and on family and on history in our country, pulling down statues of our heroes, right? Russia is going again in the very opposite direction. How does this make any sense? Who was Tsar Nicholas? Do you know? He was, in fact, the last Christian king of Russia, Tsar of Russia. And he was murdered by, you guessed it, the atheistic communist Bolsheviks who hated Christ, too. So they killed him.
On July 17th, 1918, Nicholas Romanov and his family were awoken from bed shortly after midnight. They were told that counter-revolutionary troops were approaching and that the family had to move into the basement for their own safety. The Romanovs and four loyal servants obliged. Once the family was in, the basement room was sealed, and Yakov Yurovsky, their chief executioner, informed them they would be executed. Nicholas could only respond with one word. Shto? Yurovsky and his men opened fire on the family, killing Nicholas and Alexandra. But some, including the children, survived the initial attack. The jewels lining their clothing had acted as armor. The Bolsheviks finished them off with bayonets and gunshots to the head.
And while we teach critical race theory, Russian students are now required to read, Putin made this a requirement, that all the students in Russia read three works by one Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the man who was sent to the Gulag, and he found God and became one of the great defenders of freedom, the great opponents of atheistic communism in Russia. Now, Putin praised this man, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, as what he calls a true and real patriot. And he did this during the unveiling of a statue honoring Alexander Solzhenitsyn in central Moscow in 2018.
11 декабря исполняется 100 лет со дня рождения Александра Александровича. Для нас эта дата не только день памяти и уважения, но прежде всего повод вновь обратить свое внимание к его литературному, общественному и философскому наследию, которое вплетено в саму ткань 20 века и продолжает оставаться современным и для нас, для России, да и для всего мира. Хорошо помню все наши встречи с Александром Александровичем и его мудрость, взвешенность, глубокое понимание истории. Его сердце, душа, раздумья были наполнены одновременно и болью за Отечество, и безграничной любовью к нему. Эти чувства двигали все его творчество. Он четко разделял подлинную, настоящую, народную Россию и особенности тоталитарной системы, которая принесла страдания и тяжелые испытания для миллионов людей.
Like I say, Solzhenitsyn, 1974, he's run out, expelled from Russia for speaking out against the Soviet Union, right? In 2018, along comes this guy, Putin, who honors Solzhenitsyn for exposing what he says, what he calls a totalitarian system that brought suffering and great hardship to millions of people. You gotta help me out here, friends. Why is the ex-KGB guy honoring Solzhenitsyn, one of the most outspoken Russian critics of KGB in the history of the USSR? Ooh, that's going deep with your propaganda, man. That is going deep. Like I said, I don't accept any of this. This is all a lie. You're just buying into this. Matt, you're an idiot. You're buying all this propaganda. KGB, the Kremlin, is the most powerful propaganda machine in the world. Okay, fine. I agree. They do have considerable propaganda chops. Okay, fine. But see, I'm just throwing it out here. I'm not an apologist for Putin. I'm just doing what nobody else seems to want to do. I just want to look at both sides here before I go blow my country up. Can I do that? Is that okay? I'm just throwing it out there that maybe we're being lied to. You know, being lied to by the follow the science crowd. That it might be happening again here. Putin might very well be a ruthless dictator, but he's not down with this New World Order thing, the thing that I'm most terrified of as a father of seven children. The New World Order scares me. Then whatever Vladimir Putin's got planned, right? And because they're crushing his country and crushing him and doing permanent damage to Russia, I think the argument that he's just playing a game because he's trying to make the New World Order happen with Klaus Schwab and George Soros is, quite frankly, ridiculous. Vladimir Putin came out and very coherently said that something is going on in Ukraine. You and I have got to look at that and find out if it's true. According to the most powerful war hawks in Washington, D.C., something was indeed going on in Ukraine.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine before Ukraine became independent of Russia. And the foundation has been functioning ever since. And it played an important part in events now.
We will be back here on this square to celebrate with you a Ukraine that stands with Europe and stands with the United States.
Well, members of Congress were visiting Ukraine during that period, most famously Congressman John McCain. So some of the people who were challenging their government, their elected government at that point, were being told by the senior U.S. official, a person who ran for president and a top official in the U.S. Congress, that the U.S. was with them.
I'm Senator John McCain, and it's always a pleasure to be back in Ukraine.
Senator McCain was, in a sense, giving the people in the Maidan a feeling that they had the backing of the most powerful country on earth.
This is about the future you want for your country. This is about the future you deserve.
Пришел к митингующим в Фергюсоне и раздавал там пряники или пирожки и обвинял полицейских Соединенных Штатов Америки. Я считаю, что это недопустимо ни в одной европейской стране. А почему к Украине было такое отношение?
Who was your highest level contact with the US government in this period?
Я постоянно имел контакт с господином Байденом, вице-президентом.
So you had this remarkable phone call where you have these two senior officials of the US government apparently talking about a coup or how they were planning to restructure the government of Ukraine. There is division on this, but the neoconservative element wants very much to change the strategic dynamic in Eastern Europe. The neoconservatives can now demonize a leader of a country that sells with the American people.
You got to realize what Vladimir Putin is. He's an old KGB colonel that wants to restore the Russian Empire.
You make them into demons, and the American people find that the way they can understand the world. Once that happens, it's very difficult for journalists or anyone else to say, you know, hold it, that guy, he's got more of a gray hat than a white hat or a black hat. And if you say that, you suddenly are you're a Yanukovych apologist or you're a Putin apologist, and then the attacks come on to the person saying it, the journalist, the academic, or whoever.
Now, most Americans, they don't know what to do with that. They're not being allowed to see that. Because they think that this war started a couple of weeks ago, just like Anderson said, a couple of 3 weeks ago, when a reincarnated Adolf Hitler invaded Ukraine because, you know why? He likes to kill women and children for sport. That's what he does. That's all the American people got. He just wants to kill kids. Fine. Okay. We'll let it go at that. But then I have another question for you. You remember these senators who got us all embroiled in the war in 2003, by the way, when we went searching for weapons of mass destruction, because at that time Saddam Hussein was the devil incarnated, reincarnated Adolf Hitler madman, right? It didn't lead to anything more than 20 years of war and a massive destabilization of this country. It gave us Barack Obama, arguably. It also gave us Joe Biden. The same clowns that were involved with that, the same neocons, the same war hawks. I got a question for you now. What the hell were those same senators, Graham and McCain, doing in Ukraine, privately declaring war on Vladimir Putin?
Our fight is not with the Russian people, but with Putin.
Ми боремося не з російським народом, але з Путіним.
Our promise to you is to take your calls to Washington.
Наша обіцянка – це те, що ми вашу боротьбу доведемо до Вашингтона.
Inform the American people of your bravery.
Проінформуємо американський народ про вашу відважність.
And make the case against Putin to the world.
Again, they were just trying to expand NATO and set up a U.S. base of operation in Ukraine? Is that all they were trying to do? Because that's what the madman says. And that's what he didn't like. That's what he's so upset about. So it's up to us to decide if it's true. Is what they were doing? Before we start World War III over this, right? We need to know. Because the cold, hard reality, friends, Ukraine has got some problems right now, big problems, but you know what? Our country is going to hell too. Our kids face food shortages and crippling gas and energy prices right now, in the next few weeks and months, thanks to whatever the heck is going on in Ukraine right now. You see? Joe Biden, his idea of punishing Putin is to put sanctions in that will punish us. You been to the gas pump lately? Thank you, Joe. Feel much safer now, paying $9 a gallon for gasoline, as they began now to phase out the gasoline engines and to give us the green cars and the Green New Deal, so we will lose all of our freedoms as well. You see, it's all one. It's all part of the same game. And guess what? My lapel pin is going to stay the same. Thank you very much. My lapel pin is of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I have no desire to team up with these outright Christophobes that we're seeing here to start World War III over Kyiv. Look around you, friends. You seriously think that Vladimir Putin is your biggest problem, your greatest threat? This Great Reset crowd terrifies me, and it should terrify you. You know what they're doing? They're doing it right now in Canada. The digital ID, everything else is coming, friends. While you're looking over in Ukraine and going, I stand with Ukraine. Well, you better, because if they got much more further, you're not going to have a country to stand with here. So you better make some friends in Ukraine. It may be where you end up. And these great reset, these lunatics of Davos, you know what? They just don't play nice with others. Here's George Soros. Cue the Darth Vader music, please, Walter. George Soros, I don't think he would mind in the least if all of this ends up with a war with China, too.
Xi Jinping has done his best to dismantle Deng Xiaoping's achievements. He brought private companies established under Deng under the control of the CCP and undermined the dynamism that used to characterize them. Rather than letting private enterprise blossom, Xi Jinping introduced his own China dream that can be summed up in two words: total control. That has had disastrous consequences.
Whoever saw that coming? I thought Soros and China were just going to live happily ever after. Apparently not. Something's not going right. China's not interested in the Great Reset thing either, I guess. They want to do their own New World Order. Right? Point is, one way or the other, friends, these madmen are going to blow the hell out of the whole world. Okay? And we needn't be part of it. We needn't be cheerleaders for them, one way or the other. But it's just a matter of time. And we have to make sure that whatever they do, it's done without our approval. That's how we keep our sanity. That's how we keep our thoughts our own. That's how we keep our freedom in here and in here. Do not let them recruit you. There is so much more going on here. You know this in your heart. And the frauds who wrecked our lives, destroyed our police force, destroyed our cities, lost our jobs for us, drove us nuts for 2 years. They're just playing with us once again. For God's sake, please keep your heads. Do your own research. Think your own thoughts. Keep the old faith and stay close to God. And stand with Ukraine? I'm not even sure what that means anymore.